Our final lecture deals with Zwingli and the Swiss Reformation. Well, who was Huldrych Zwingli? Here we're going to be assisted by a very fine book on Zwingli, a short book written by a Swiss scholar and specialist on the Reformation here in Switzerland, Jacques Courvoisier, Courvoisier. First name Jacques, but it's spelled, strange to say, J-A-Q-U-E-S instead of J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. Courvoisier's book was translated into English, and it was published by the John Knox Press in Richmond, Virginia. Courvoisier was invited to the United States to deliver lectures at Princeton Theological Seminary in 1961, and this book is the product of it. Courvoisier has this to say about Zwingli and the beginnings of the Swiss Reformation. And I quote, "At the beginning of 1519, Zwingli was appointed curate at the Zurich Cathedral, the Grossmünster, a small, clean town of 7,000 inhabitants on the Limmat River, and at the end of the lake of the same name, Zurich had achieved its liberty by conquest and was governed by town authorities, which imperceptibly had become state authorities. The bishop dwelt in Constance, a town belonging to the Holy Roman Empire, and he therefore had little interest in this part of his diocese, which was in effect in other countries. Certain tensions soon developed between Zwingli and the bishop concerning questions which were minor indeed to begin with, but eventually led to rupture. Such a break with the bishop did not mean excommunication, but simply that Zwingli was no longer entitled to be curate."